The Ladbrokes Devonport Cup is on Wednesday. It's a $100,000 race, so it's pretty important, and it's the first big race of the Tasmanian Summer Racing Carnival. The chairman of the Devonport Racing Carnival is Barry Devonport Racing Club, I should say, is Barry Milton, who joins me now. Good afternoon, Barry.
Good afternoon, Martin.
Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it. I know because you're very busy. You're always very busy this time of the year, but probably more so this year, and that's because of COVID requirements and things like that. How much harder has it made it for you to actually put the cup on this year because of what's required?
The planning stage has probably been twice as hard, Martin. It's been all late notice, so we've been working down to the wire to get our applications assessed and approved, and we've sort of, 2 months behind in scheduling everything, but we've managed to get there, so we're pretty happy where we sit at the minute.
I spoke to you before Christmas, and at that stage it was going to be a reduced crowd of 2,000 people. We know that the New Year's Eve carnival at Burnie got compensation or dispensation to go to 5,000, and I think I saw you quoted in the press as saying that you couldn't do that, but you could bump it up to 2,500. So where are we at the moment with the crowd for Wednesday?
Yeah, we're about 2,300, and that includes all staff and operators and jockeys and you name it. So you've got to count every head on site. So I think we've got about maybe 100 tickets online for general admission, and that's about it.
Okay.
We'll be probably sold out by Cup Day.
Yep. I'm sure you will. There'll be no gate sales. The only way people can book is online. They do that through the Devonport Racing Club website.
No, they do it through Go Racing Tasmania.
Yep.
Yeah, all the club sites are listed on Go Racing Tasmania, so ticket sales are on there, very easy to operate.
And the reason for that, of course, is that you have to provide your contact details, so there has to be contract tracing in place as part of the requirements.
Yeah, the tracing is a big part of it, and also the keeping the numbers to the exact amount we have applied for. We can only accommodate 2,500. Because of our existing space.
It'll still have a good atmosphere, though. There might be a little bit more space on the lawn, but that's what you need anyway. I think it's going to be a great day regardless.
Yeah, look, all the marquees are back apart from the big corporates, and the place looks really good. A lot of the marquees are already up and set up, and, it'll look pretty similar, but it'll just be more room.
And the weather forecast for Wednesday, I think, is cloudy with a chance of a shower, so I think it's going to be okay. Of course, there'll be water on course for everyone free again this year.
Yeah, we've got a couple of pallet loads of water, so we've got heaps. I think we've got about five for each patron, so it should be plenty.
And it's important for people that are coming, the ones that are lucky enough to snatch up those last 100 tickets and others, that there are obviously things that will be different this year, and everyone, again, needs to stick to the rules, because if we stuff this up, it's just going to be terrible for everyone, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we'll flow on to the other cups. We've already got workplace standards out here today, and then we'll have health inspectors on the day itself. So, we have to be very squeaky clean, because if we don't get it right, the other cups will come under higher scrutiny. So I believe we've done everything we said we'd do, and we've got all the wet areas for standing only drinking, and everyone else has to be seated when they're drinking, and I advise people who are coming into general admission to bring a fold-up chair for sitting on the lawns.
Okay, and you're still going to be sitting down for drinking, as you said. So the fashions on the field will still go ahead as usual?
Yeah, it'll be on a limited basis, so it'll only be for people that are in the lawn area, the general admission, because we have to keep the four marquee zones all restricted, so people can't cross over into zones, obviously, for tracing and overloading the capacity of each zone. So we've maximised the number in each zone, 2 square metre all, so we can't have inflow of people into those zones. So, yep. All the zones are self-sufficient.
Okay.
So there'll be toilets and everything else in
awesome.
The tote and everything else in there.
So fashion on the field will be for the main area, the lawn area.
Yeah.
There is also normally the cocktail event before the cup. That's on tomorrow night. And you're actually going off course this year to the Australian Axemen's Hall of Fame, I'm guessing because it's a bigger venue and you can social distance properly.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Pretty restricted where we have it at the tavern, and we're expecting about 100 people up there, so we couldn't accommodate those in the bottom level of the tavern this year, so we've taken it up to the Accidents Hall of Fame, which is a larger venue.
And you'll have three guests there tomorrow night, and a couple of them are coming to the Cup to have some sort of a role on Wednesday as well. Wayne Rosa, who's the owner of Mystic Journey. Not many people would know who Wayne is, but they'd certainly know who Mystic Journey is, and she's a fantastic Tasmanian horse. Kevin Sharkey, who's been a great supporter of corporate supporter of racing right around Australia, and David Foster, who needs no introduction. It's at the Axman's Hall of Fame, so I'm sure you'll have plenty of stories for those at the cocktail party tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think that'll be a pretty colourful event up there. So, yeah, we expect a really good night. So it kicks off at 6:30.
Yep, and that's invitation only, obviously, because of numbers again. Just let's have a quick look at the program on Wednesday. The first race is at 12 minutes past one, and the Cup itself, it's over
18... No, the time's changed, Martin.
Oh, okay.
We've received an extra race. There's 10 races now because of the Hobart shutdown. So we're commencing at 12:18.
12:18, okay, I'll make a note of that then. The Cup was scheduled to be run at 5:04. Is that still the case, Barry?
That's still the same in the last race, 5:38. Yeah.
Okay, so the Devonport Cup, the Ladbrokes Devonport Cup at 5:04. The last event of the program, race 10 at 5:39, is the CFM and 7AD handicap. Oh, I think I might be presenting the winner for that one, but looking forward to a fantastic day. And, of course, I'll be broadcasting live from 2 to 6 in the afternoon for anyone that's not lucky enough to snatch up those last 100 tickets. Barry, I appreciate your time again this afternoon, more so than this year, and let's hope that the Cup in 2022 can be back to what we're used to.
We're looking forward to that, I can tell you, Martin.
I reckon. Well, I think you've done a fantastic job to actually put it on this year, and I think everyone that goes out on Wednesday will certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, it should be right. I think we'll have a great day regardless.
Good on you, Barry. I'll see you on Wednesday. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Okay, cheers, Martin.
You're welcome. Barry Milton, the chairman of the Devonport Racing Club. So there's only about 100 tickets left if you want to go. It's Go Racing Taz is the website to go to, and you have to book online, obviously, because of contact tracing details that need to be registered, and we know gate sales on the day. And if you can't make it, as I said, we'll be broadcasting live from 2 to 6 this on Wednesday afternoon, in fact, on 7AD and 7BU.